No commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. Georgia will recount all paper ballots cast in the presidential election by hand. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Election officials will be working overtime as they recount some 5 million presidential ballots by hand. Georgia's Secretary of State announced an audit of presidential election results because the margin is so tight. Joe Biden leads President Trump by a little more than 14,000 votes statewide. Officials must complete the recount by November 20th, which is the state certification deadline. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also in Georgia, that state's Senate seats remain to be filled. Both GOP Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue face runoffs with their Democratic opponents Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. At a Save Our Majority rally, Loeffler says it's crucial that they win the Senate runoff elections on January 5th.
It's all on the line. All eyes in this country are on Georgia. We are going to save the country.
Steps are being taken around the country to try to stop the latest spread of the coronavirus. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
In New York, restaurants, bars, and gyms will have to close by 10 p.m. No private gatherings of more than 10 people. In Indiana,
we are in the midst of a second surge.
Governor Eric Holcomb is bringing back some restrictions that limit crowd sizes and extends a mask mandate.
Unfortunately, too many of us and around the country have let our guards down and either assumed we won't get it, or if we do, so be it.
In Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Mayor Paul Ten Haken said no to a mask mandate.
I believe the small uptick in compliance we will see are not worth the community division that this will create.
Violators would have been fined $50. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 23 points, but the NASDAQ rose 232, the S&P advanced 27. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
You know what stinks? Overpaying for things, and that includes your cell phone bill. That's why every day people are switching to PureTalk USA. You get the exact same coverage as the larger carriers, but at half the cost, with no contract and no excessive fees. Get unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigs of data all for just $20 a month. The average person saves $400 a year. Go to PureTalkUSA.com, enter the promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save 50% off your first month. That's PureTalkUSA.com, promo code HALFOFF. PureTalk USA, simply smarter wireless.
A bankruptcy.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the Valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
It's 504. This KMCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Saying he wants to avoid being forced to take stronger action, Governor Sisolak is asking Nevadans to stay home as much as possible over the next 2 weeks to slow the spread of COVID-19, which has seen some of the worst infection trends recently in the state of Nevada. Calling his request Stay at Home 2.0, the governor said the only proven way to slow down the spread is to decrease mobility, and that means staying at home as much as possible. The two-week period ends just before Thanksgiving. The governor would not say what measures he might take should the Silver State's coronavirus positivity rate, if it doesn't drop. Meanwhile, North Las Vegas has announced it's closing City Hall to the public for the next couple of weeks. Nevada's Economic Forum is being told it could take at least 2 years for the Silver State's economy to bounce back from the COVID-19. Presentations were explaining what state officials already know. Tax revenues will take a major hit as the local and national economy slowly rebounds. Last week, state agencies were told to slash their upcoming budgets by as much as 12%. The Economic Forum sets the projected state revenue numbers that the governor and legislature use to create the state's upcoming budget.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
A quick glance at the traffic cams. Some of the slowest flows are on the 15 right now. Northbound at Cheyenne, southbound at Craig. Also look for some reduced speeds, Interstate 15 north at Tropicana in the resort area, and heavy volumes on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at St. Rose.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C., I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil, a lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen now!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. This guy is a patriot. In every way, he is an amazing individual. He's Jim Littner, the co-founder of Veterans Transition Resource Center. He is, of course, on this Veterans Day, along with all of us celebrating. Jim, how have you been? I'm not even sure if we've talked during the COVID-19.
Well, Kevin, I was just telling Andrew earlier today, I was going through my numbers and lists. And lo and behold, Kevin Wall's name came up. And I said, you know what? I need to call Kevin.
You know what's weird? Can I tell you, Jim? Hey, Jim.
Andrew called me.
Jim, you know what's weird? The other night I was cleaning out all my business cards and just kind of updating. And there you were. And I said, Veterans Day's coming up. We need to talk to Jim Littner. Great minds think alike, my friend. Tell me about the importance of Veterans Day. I think it's so cool, and I really miss the parades. Oh God, I miss the parades.
Well, this COVID has done a lot of damage. It really has, and we have been doing things virtual at the center for 6 months now. One of our advocates did get COVID, survived, thank God. But it's been tough. It's really been tough among our veteran community with the quarantine and everything that's happened, the suicide rates, the alcohol, the drug abuse, all of the things that are going on has really had an impact on particular older veterans that couldn't get out anyway. And I've been on our shows, as you know, we do the Veterans Talk Forgotten Promise radio show. And we encourage people, even if it's your neighbor across the street, pick up the phone and call them. Are you doing okay? Just that phone call can make the difference.
And by the way, I kind of remarked earlier that this would be a great excuse to call a veteran friend that maybe you've lost touch with, reach out, give a call, Happy Veterans Day, and do, you know, what we always call the welfare check, and just make sure they're doing okay. Talk about, and only because I always loved hearing my late father tell me about his war exploits. He was working with Milton Berle and Bob Hope and doing the USO tours. He was doing that during World War II. I'm not even sure if he carried a gun, but he always told us his war stories. Tell me what you did.
Well, you know, I'm a Vietnam veteran, a disabled Vietnam veteran, and fortunately, I did see Bob Hope while I was in Vietnam, but also had the honor when I was working in Little Rock, Arkansas, to fly to L.A. to pick up Bob Hope and take him back to Little Rock at the Children's Hospital there for an event. And Bob Hope was exactly what you saw was Bob Hope. That was him. What an honor to have been able to do that. A great man. I tell you, I can't say enough about some of those older actors. And in fact, if you look up the older actors during World War II, you might be surprised of those people that served. Captain Kangaroo, and I can go Lee Marvin.
Oh yeah.
And on. It's just amazing those people that served, but never stood up, waved a flag. They served. They came home. Went back to work.
Isn't that amazing?
I wish we could do a lot more of that today.
Let me just ask you. I know in Israel they have the mandatory military thing where you have to join the military for a year or two or whatever it is.
Right.
Do we need to go to that here in America?
Well, I've said before, I think everybody should serve and go in, at least serve 6 months, go through basic AIT. I get some really nasty response with phone calls, but I believe everybody should serve. I think you would understand why that flag waves and the people that are under that flag that came home under that flag. And when you come to talking about racism today and all the nonsense, and it's not nonsense in many ways, but when I saw those casters come home, Kevin, they didn't say whether you were black or white. They were Americans. And I can't tell you, when we have a Veterans Day, and particularly getting into Memorial Day, we need to celebrate a lot different than we are. We need to respect a lot more than we do. And we need to take care of our vets and their families.
That's,
the families suffer every bit as much as they do.
Indeed, and that's where the Veterans Transition Resource Center comes out, because there are so many times when I think America has betrayed its veterans. The deal that you make with a young 20 or 21 year old youngster, and you say you give me this amount of time, and I'll take care of you on the back end. I'll take care of your health. I'll take care of your education. Do different things like that. And we've come up short. I mean, the VA has come under a lot of criticism. Let me just ask you though, as a veteran, the VA, I get a mixed bag. Some people say, "Oh, I swear by my coverage," and other people swear at the coverage. Can you give me your perspective?
Well, let me go back one step. I don't think betrayed is the proper term. I think forgotten, and the lack of education in our history today is a lot of the reason. But when it comes to the VA, I am alive because of the VA. I'm a disabled, 100% disabled Vietnam veteran, Agent Orange, and a lot of the things from that, with cancer and all the things that come from that. The VA has taken very good care of me, but not because I sat back and waited for them to beat my door down. You can't do that. You have to be... you have to be proactive. I guess that's the term we use on every one of our shows. Be proactive. If you're not getting the service, step up. Make those phone calls. Get after somebody. The system's not perfect. But I'll tell you, look at civilian medicine, the mess we have there. The VA, I think, in every respect, is as good, if not a lot better, particularly for those veterans. So you got to be proactive. In anything you do, you have to be proactive. Don't sit back and, you know, we broke the story on our show, Veterans Talk, the Forgotten Promise, years ago. With all the deaths in Phoenix, Kevin, we got a lot of criticism for that. But guess what? Had those people stepped up and been proactive and not allowed that to happen, we would have saved a lot of veterans.
Let me ask you, we are coming to a point where we may have a different president in about 50 days or whatever it is. And I guess my question is, a President Biden, what will that mean for veterans? Will that be good for veterans, bad for veterans? And what about for the military overall to have a new commander-in-chief?
Well, you know, that's hard to say. I have to say personally, and again, as a 501c3 public charity, we can't get involved politically, nor do we on our show or the center. President Trump has done more for the veterans than any president that I can remember. I can only say I hope that Joe Biden, or President-elect Biden, follows up with that and does the same, if not better. I don't see good things coming if we don't pull together as a country. We are split right down the middle. And I don't remember growing up. I can remember as a kid, I had a Republican sign or a Democratic sign in my yard. The next door neighbor had the opposite. And we were still friends. Today, you don't have that. People are either you agree with them or you're different or you're wrong or you're a Martian. That's not America. We've got to come together. And we, particularly our veteran community, has to step up and say, wait a minute. That is not the reason we went overseas and fought. That isn't America. We've got to pull together.
You know, I was
split down the middle is terrible.
Again, Jim Littner joining us, the co-founder of the Veterans Transition Resource Center. And I was thinking about this earlier today, that amidst all of this partisan bickering that we have going on, and, you know, what about the transition? I thought it was really fortunate that we have a day like Veterans Day come in, because veterans are beloved by everybody of every political stripe. Am I right?
Well, I would like to think that, but I really, when I came home in 1968, Kevin, I saw the weather underground and burning and things going on with the cities and the rioting, and I didn't think I would ever in my lifetime see something like that again. Guess what? Over 50 years later, I am seeing that very thing. That bothers me a lot. As a veteran, and I know a lot of veterans that I've spoken with PTSD, is bringing those things back. Don't we learn from history? My God, wake up, people. We can't go burn our cities down because we don't necessarily agree with the other side. We've got to learn to talk, but history continues to repeat itself, Kevin.
It is true. It is true. Jim Littner, co-founder, Veterans Transition Resource Center. Tell me what has had to change. I know you've talked about going to Zoom and virtual stuff. How many programs have survived that you are able to do and to help veterans and their families? What kind of programs can you still do virtually?
Well, every program that we have continued to be able to file for benefits, we've been able to counsel. We haven't been able to do our suicide intervention programs, our Safe Talk, and the other programs that we used to do once a month to make suicide awareness more of a part of our lives. Believe me, it happens to all of us, not just veterans, but to all of us. And we haven't been able to pull those together. You know, it's been tough. We haven't been able to do the fundraisers that we would like. RJ and I are both putting money out of our pockets to make this thing continue. We are a non-for-profit 501c3, no salaries. Every penny that comes in goes to what we do, to support our show, to support all of our programs to help those veterans and their family. And again, if I can do a little plug, if you can go to vtrc.us.
Slower. And donate, slow that down. Fine. Slow that down. Slow that down. You rolled through that.
Okay. vtrc.us. That stands for Veterans Transition Resource Center. Or you can go to veteranstransitionresourcecenter.com, both. Get you to that site that tells you who we are, what we do, and once again, all volunteer. Most of us are disabled veterans, as you well know, Kevin, and every penny goes to what we do to support our veterans and their families.
I think that's absolutely amazing. I think that's absolutely amazing. One more time, give that address out.
Again, vtrc.us.
I love it. I love it. The Veterans Transition Resource Center. So you're not open at all. Am I right? Are you doing everything virtually, or is there a brick and mortar a place where people can go?
Oh, sure. We're still right on Sunset Park. You bet. 2955 East Sunset. By appointment, if you need to come in and file for benefits, you can give us a call, 702-954-6300. I'm the first one. You can punch for me. Number two for RJ. Our advocates are option three. But 954-6300. And we'll be happy to help you in any way we can.
Hey, Jim, it's always good to talk to you, my friend. When the smoke all clears, you and I are going to get together with maybe some mutual friends and just to have a little lunch, have a little dinner. I think it's about time we broke the ice.
We need to do that, Kevin. Thank you so much, and I appreciate your call.
Have a happy Veterans Day. Jim Littner, co-founder of the Veteran Transition Resource Center, joining us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamalactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish, and for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635, or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, Seven Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by our friends at Bye Bye Fungus. Do you have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes? Then Bye Bye Fungus is for you. For a limited time only, and this is not going to be on forever, take 20% off your order. Just tell them Kevin Wall sent you. It's that simple. Call Bye Bye Fungus. Here's the number, 800-258-3635. That's 800-258-3635. Or visit byebyefungus.com. Use the discount code WALL. That's discount code WALL. And that number again, 800-258-3635. I want you to hear just real quick. This is so heartwarming to be able to see this. Steve Sisolak trying to tell people that we need to stay at home. I mean, this is just bizarre. This is Steve Sisolak. This is cut two, by the way. Asking for 14 days to change the tide of COVID-19 virus. This is cut number two. Here it is.
If we can get a handle on this virus this time and the spread of this, the spread, the infections, the hospitalizations, and ultimately the deaths, I think we can start that trajectory back coming downward. I don't want to lose those conventions. Aren't just people coming here. There are people that are spending money here. There are jobs that are being created here. And we can get our economy back to moving again. But that's not my call. That's each and every one of your call to make if you're willing to cooperate and pitch in and help us out here. I'm not asking for the world. 14 days is what I'm asking for. Please. And I know people criticize wearing masks and they protest and they go back and forth. Give it a break. Give it a rest for 14 days to see if we can try to get a handle on this, because I believe the citizens, residents of Nevada can do that.
So in other words, what you're asking for is for bar and restaurants to cut their staff by about 50% for 2 weeks. because essentially if everybody stays home, nobody will be in the restaurants, nobody will be in the bars.